The Wonder Show presented by Wonder Bread.
Yo-ho, 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 yo-ho. We are the bakers who make the dough and bake the bread in an oven so and work for the continental. We are the bakers in spotless white who stand our polished and shining bright, who bake the bread that is always right. Hurrah for the Wonder Bakers. Yo-ho.
Show starring Jack Haley with Lucille Ball, Virginia Merrill, Artie Auerbach, Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, and the happy Wonder Bakers. When you buy bread tomorrow, be sure you're getting really fresh bread. The bread slow-baked to give you these three extra advantages. One, better texture. Two, better fragrance. Three, better flavor. Buy slow-baked Wonder Bread on the assurance that you will find it better. To date, out of almost 500,000 women who have compared all good breads at their grocers, 89 out of every 100 have judged Wonder Bread the best bread of all. Ladies and gentlemen, great stars are not referred to by their full names. You don't say Greta Garbo, you just say Garbo. You don't say Clark Gable, you say Gable. So tonight I present to you John Joseph Aloysius Haley, Jr.
Gail, I'm all excited. Look at this newspaper. It's a rating I got from the American Medical Association of Surgeons.
Oh, what did they give you?
4 stars.
such plebeian humor. What more can one expect when one works with one's mental inferiors, an uneducated lot at best?
Wait a minute. What makes you think you are superior to the rest of the cast?
Well, my dear chap, I went to school.
Oh, you went to school.
Oh, decidedly. I've had a very varied education. I studied law at Harvard, engineering at MIT, and for surgery, Johns Hopkins.
You studied surgery at Johns Hopkins?
Certainly, Jack. You realize that last year over 600 men came out of Johns Hopkins?
Gee, it must have been quite an incision.
Oh, now you can't jest about that school. It's one of the best. And I did some excellent work there. Why, I perfected an anesthetic that can put a man to sleep in a minute.
What a dope. Hello, Lucille.
Hello, Jack. What are you so sore about?
Oh, Gail Gordon thinks he's the only educated person on this program.
Well, that's right. I am.
What do you mean? You're the only educated person on this program. I went to school, too, you know, and I majored in history.
History? Were you good on dates, Lucille?
Was I? Yahoo!
No, Lucille. For example, what did Sir Walter Raleigh do when he saw Queen Elizabeth?
He took her in his arms. He held her tight and kissed her.
That's wrong.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun.
No, I mean the answer isn't correct.
Well, how do you know, Jack? You never went to school.
What do you mean I never went to school? I went to college and studied zoology.
Did you graduate?
Well, no. You see, one day the professor told me to write a composition on a snake, and I quit.
Why did you quit?
Well, every time I tried to put the snake in the typewriter, he bit me. And besides, I just didn't have enough money to finish school. I didn't have rich parents like you.
Quite so, yes. I was firmly ensconced upon the pillars of wealth, omnipotence, and plutocracy.
What did he say, Jack?
Well, Gale was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Why doesn't he take it out when he talks?
Regardless, I don't believe it's necessary to go to school in order to be successful. Take Ted Fiorito. There's a man who has made a success of himself, and I'm sure that if you asked him if he ever went to school, his answer would be in the negative. Ted, come here a minute.
Yes, Jack.
Did you ever go to school?
In the negative.
No, Ted. Ted, listen. How much schooling did you have?
Counting kindergarten?
Yeah.
1 year.
Didn't you even go to the first grade?
Yes, I did go to the first grade, and I sat in the last seat in the last row. But one day the teacher told me to go get a note from my father, so I quit.
You mean you quit when the teacher asked you to get a note from your father? Why did you do that?
I didn't want to go all the way down to the first row just for that.
You mean your father was in the first row?
Yeah. He hated to be separated from my grandfather.
Well, don't tell me your family never got out of the first grade.
Yes. You see, my grandfather used to copy from my father, and my father used to copy from me. And to this day, I can't understand how we all failed.
Why?
I used to copy from the teacher.
Well, Ted, you are an exception to the rule. It's time you had a little education. I'm going to take you down and register you at the nearest grammar school. Wait till I look out the window and see if my car is in the parking station. What? Hey, it's gone. Where's my car? Did anybody see my car?
Oh, look, Jack, there it is, coming down the street.
My goodness, is my car all right? Tearing along at 60 miles an hour.
Yes, and the car is zigzagging from side to side.
This is terrible. Somebody might get killed.
That's impossible.
What do you mean that's impossible?
There's nobody in it.
Now, Ted, you've got to go to school. I'm going to take you there as soon as you play this next number.
Ted Fiorito and the Wonder Chorus offer the smart rhythms of Lady Be Good. After slice? Naturally, that takes a bread that's oven fresh, with the texture of angel food, the mouth-watering fragrance and flavor of home-baked bread. If this is what you want, tomorrow, pick up a loaf of Wonder Bread at your grocer's. Feel that it's not tough, dry, hard, not soft or mushy, full of large, irregular air holes. Wonder Bread has the feel of freshly baked bread. For Wonder Bread is slow-baked, baked about 13% longer than many ordinary kinds. Thus, so much of the moisture, the fragrance, and the flavor are not parched out. To date, out of almost 500,000 women who have compared all good breads at their grocers, 89 out of every 100 have judged Wonder Bread the best of all. Since it costs no more, why not be sure of bread that's fresh? Wonder Bread, with its three extra features of 1, better texture, 2, better fragrance, 3, better flavor. Order Wonder Bread tomorrow. You'll be glad you did. Now we go to the Little Red Grammar School where Jack Haley is taking Ted Fiorito to enroll him as a student.
Ted, come away from those kids.
Oh, gee.
Ted, come away from those kids, I said.
I can't. I'm it.
Oh. Now, never mind. I've got to enroll you in this school. We must see the principal. Come along.
Say, Jack. Are you sure this is a good school?
Is this a good school? Why, some of our foremost politicians learned their 3 R's here.
What is a politician's 3 R's?
Oh, this is ours, that is ours, everything is ours. Now, here's the superintendent's office. Let's go in and register. Pardon me, is this the office of Superintendent McFinn, the learned pedagogue, mentor, and leading light of this fount of knowledge?
Could be. Gentlemen, what can I do for you?
Well, I would like to enroll my friend, Mr. Fiorito, in your school.
Oh, you want to enroll him in this school?
Yes, Mr. Superintendent. I know it's a bit unusual for an orchestra leader, 34 years old, But do you have any objections?
Oh, not at all. We have plenty of orchestra leaders here.
Oh. I trust you won't embarrass Mr. Fiorito. Because of his age, he's very S-E-N-S-I-T-I-V-E.
What's that?
I say, he's very S-E-N-S-I-T-I-V-E.
He's what?
He means I'm sensitive.
Oh, thank you. Pardon me.
You know, you don't sound very learned to me, Mr. Superintendent. Now, before I put Mr. Fiorito in your hands, would you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Oh, please ask a few questions. I should say not. Not at all. You know, as a matter of fact, I would enjoy it.
Oh. Well, all right. Here's a little question in spelling.
Yes.
Can you spell Mississippi?
State or river?
River.
River. R-I-V-E-R, river.
Look, Mr. Superintendent.
Yes?
I want you to spell the word Mississippi.
Oh, my. Do I got to spell it?
Yes, please.
Well, all right, I'll try. M-I-P-S-S-I-P-S-S-I-P-P-I-P.
That's very good, but what's the ping for?
I'm dotting the eyes.
Well, you're not so bad at spelling, but now tell me this. What do you know about poetry?
Ah, poetry. Oh, my, that's my favorite subject.
Do you like Keats?
Sure I like Keats. I got a boy and a girl.
No, you don't understand me. I mean poets like Kipling. What do you think of Kipling?
Oh, Kipling. He makes a beautiful herring.
No, Kipling is a poet.
Oh.
Don't you know any poetry?
Do I know poetry? I write poetry myself. Listen. Oh, how I would love to travel on the ocean, what's so blue. I would love to have a golden ship and on the rippling waters creep and have the waves sing me to sleep. That would be nice, don't you?
Fine. Now, Mr. Superintendent, I want you to realize that Mr. Fiorito is a very busy man. You see, he has a radio program and he has to rehearse quite a bit. Now, what are the hours of your school?
Well, he comes at 9 o'clock and his studies to 12, and from 12 to 12:10, he has lunch.
Wait a minute. I can't eat my lunch in 10 minutes.
That's all right. I'll help you.
Now, please, we're interested in an education. Do you have any choice of subjects?
Oh, indeed we do. Indeed, we have a choice of subjects. We got for you biology, zoology, histology, phrenology, pencils, stencils, ten cents a dental, school books, bank books, check books, story books, nouns, towns, ups and downs. Not to mention past tense, last tense, pop tense, future tense, good vibes, bad vibes, bra vibes, net vibes, gym class, swim class, high class and low class, jokes, talks, and Lambeth walks. Who could ask for anything more? Yeah, who could ask for anything more? Fact.
Now, how about regulations? Any rules and regulations, Mr. Superintendent?
Oh, yes, we have a few. When you hear one bell like this, all the students stand up straight. Two bells like this, all the students put their hands in their pocket. And three bells like this, you take out your small change.
What's that?
Ice cream. I'm also the good humor man.
Ted, this looks like a nice place. You'll start school here Monday. Goodbye, Mr. Superintendent.
Goodbye, kiddies. Oh, say, would you please do me a favor?
Certainly. What is it?
When you leave, go out by the side door.
Go out the side door? What's wrong with going out by the main door?
Well, I just washed the floor in the hall.
You just washed the floor?
Yeah.
Aren't you the school superintendent?
I should say not. I'm the building superintendent.
Oh, come out of here, Ted. I'll find you a school someplace. Come on.
Jack is taking Ted off to school to learn his ABCs. Charming Virginia Vettel takes time to tell how 60 seconds got together.
The clock on the wall keeps ticking away, all night and all day, ticking away. The clock on the wall, like my heart, seems to say, I love you, I love you. 60 seconds got together and they decided to become a minute. 60 minutes got together and they decided to become an hour. 24 hours kept ticking away, and they all voted to call it a day. But darling, in a day, there wasn't time to say how much I love you. Oh, 7 days then got together and they decided to become a we. As they grew and grew, then 52 weeks decided to become a year. That's why 60 seconds every minute, 60 minutes every hour, every hour, every day and every week, every little moment. When I walk, when I talk, when I dream, you're the song, you're the word, you're the theme. Every little moment, every little moment, just as long as my heart has a beat, you're the one that it needs to complete. Every little moment, that's why 60 seconds every minute, 60 minutes every hour, every hour, every day and every week and every year.
Tomorrow, supply your husband with cupcakes even more delicious than those his mother used to bake. Serve cupcakes guaranteed fresh. Hostess cupcakes, spelled H-O-S-T-E-S-S. They're devil's food as delicious as the homemade kind, with frosting as creamy and thick. To prove this, bake cupcakes at home with the best recipe you can find. Compare them with Hostess cupcakes. If Hostess cupcakes aren't better, don't cost you less, you get double your money back. Hostess cupcakes are marvelously delicious due to really fine ingredients. And they're guaranteed absolutely fresh or double your money back. Thus, no stale cake. Tomorrow, look for Hostess cupcakes on your grocer's counter. Try a package for only 5 cents. Watch your husband's face brighten up the first bite he takes.
Oh, Virginia, come here a minute, will you?
Yes, Jack.
You know, Virginia, I don't know why I like you so much.
Why, Jack?
Well, you haven't got that certain glance. You don't romance, and when we dance, you only dance. But what have you got that gets me?
Well, now that you mention it, Jack, you know, you haven't got that old appeal. You're cool as steel, and you drive with both hands on the wheel. But what have you got that gets me?
You tease me, you taunt me, you let me sigh.
Hey, Jack, I want you to want me, but why? 'Cause you haven't got a grand physique. You know, your chin is weak, and you don't have what they call technique.
But what have I got that gets you?
Well, as the French would say, Jack, you haven't got that savoir-faire or that certain air that makes girls turn around and stare. Oh, what have you got that gets me?
You haven't got a pack at 8. You don't play straight, and at 1 o'clock you say it's late. But you've got a lot that gets me.
You tease me, you taunt me, you let me sigh. I want you to want me, but I don't know why, 'cause you're too darn shy.
You haven't got a rich old man, a coat of tan.
But you just play cards on my divan.
With that baby stare, that helpless air, you make me want to tear my hair.
Well, to put it mild, you drive me wild, but I'd like to be your honey child.
'Cause you've got a lot that gets me. Go for me.
A is for antelope, swift as the breeze. B for baboon who swings through the trees. C is for camel with a hump on his back. D is for donkey who carries the pack.
Say, Ted, what are you doing, baboon?
I'm learning. Huh?
What are you doing?
I'm learning the alphabet. It's my homework from school.
Well, that's very good, Ted. Go on. What does E stand for?
E is for... He is for L. I don't know, Jack.
He is for elephant.
What?
Did you get that far? E is for elephant. Look, Ted, what's very large and works for peanuts?
Your cast.
No, Ted, it's an elephant.
An elephant?
Yeah, maybe if I tell it to you in a story, then you'll understand. You'll get the idea better. Once upon a time, there lived in the jungles of India a tremendous elephant and his master, Elephant Boy. The time had come for Elephant Boy to make his search for the sacred idol, Boo Boo. As the story opens, it is dawn, and little Elephant Boy is being awakened by his mother.
Elephant Boy, wake up.
Oh, what time is it, Mama?
It is 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
2 o'clock in the afternoon? How come it's so dark?
You've got your eyes closed.
Wait a minute. Are you sure my eyes are closed, Mama?
Well, if you don't believe me, look in the mirror.
I will. By golly, you're right.
Oh, get up, Elephant Boy.
Why, Mama?
Because today, Elephant Boy, you must go alone on a perilous journey to seek the wisest man of all time, the mystic idol of Boo Boo, who will tell you your destiny.
Oh, Elephant Boy, Elephant Boy.
What is it, Hassan?
The half has been cleared for your trek through the jungle, but be careful of the big snakes.
Why, Hassan, has one tried to molest you?
Well, one of the big snakes tried to speak to me, but I wouldn't listen.
Why not?
He's an awful boa. Yes.
You must be going on the search now. Did you have enough nourishment?
Yes, Mama. This morning I got milk from the goat and milk from the cow.
Uh-huh. Did you get milk from the coconut?
No.
Why not?
I couldn't find the faucet. Now I'm ready to go. I hear the trumpets of my elephant. They are anxious to be off on the hunt. I will call them with a mystic chant. Peanut! Ah, Jumbo, you are a little flat, but you got here in a hurry. Lift me up on your back. Now we're off. Stop, Jumbo! Ho! 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 What is that strange-looking savage approaching? Stop! Who are you?
Me, Brushman.
What do you want?
Brush you all off, sir. Brush you all off.
Oh, dear me. Another joke like that and a sponsor will brush me off. Ah, here is the hut of the witch doctor. And there he is. Oh, witch doctor, you are a wise man. I know you will help me.
Help you? You have come at the right time, son. This is my 124th birthday, and I have something to tell you.
Yes? What is it?
Today I am a man.
Hear me, oh witch doctor. The time has come for me to go in search of the mystic shrine of the idol Boo Boo. Can you tell me where I will find it?
Yes, my son. The mystic shrine lies deep in the jungle. But you must hasten.
I will go at once. But first, I must scrape up an acquaintance.
Scrape up an acquaintance? Why?
An elephant just sat on a friend of mine.
Well, it's all over now. Before you go, I will wave my magic wand over this table and produce some food for you to take with you on your journey. Look, abacadabra. Here's a hamburger.
I don't see it.
You don't see it? I'll put some ketchup on it. Alakazam! There's ketchup on it now.
I still don't see it. There's nothing on this table.
Nothing? How do you like that? That's what I've been living on all my life.
Thank you, Doctor. I must be off on my quest. Let's go, Jumbo. It's It's so weird and dangerous in the jungle. I'm getting closer and closer to the land of the savage headhunters. I hear a noise. I hear a sound. No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Oh. It's a savage cannibal. I'll take out my blowgun, take a deep breath, and I'll kill him with a dart. Here I go. One, two.
Ow! Who bit me?
Never mind. Throw me back my teeth. I must be more careful when I blow darts.
Elephant boy! Elephant boy!
What is it?
The headhunters chased me with knives, so I buried my head in the sand.
You buried your head in the sand?
Yes.
Well, what are you worried about?
No, I can't find it.
Onward, Jumbo. Oh, that must be it. At last I found the mystic shrine of the idol Boo Boo. Quick, run faster, Jumbo. Faster, faster. Creaky there, Jumbo. There's a mysterious-looking woman. She may know where the idol is. I'll go up and speak to her. Pardon me, miss. I am Elephant Boy. Who are you?
I am Lucilla, the spirit of fire. I was the flame that burned in the volcano on top of the mountain.
What are you doing here?
They didn't take up my option.
Oh, that's what's burning you up. I know just how you feel.
Elephant boy, I am hungry.
Are you really hungry, Lucilla?
Yes, I have lived in that volcano for 2,000 years, and I am undernourished.
Oh, you poor thing. No wonder.
No wonder what?
No wonder bread. Ah, so you're a native of India.
Yes, I am an untouchable.
You mean you're sacred?
No, tickly.
Does the cannibals here harm you?
No, I am protected by my wild animals.
Your wild animals?
Yes, I have lions, tigers, and leopards.
Gosh.
And I also have two large hippos.
Why don't you go on a diet?
The idol of Boo Boo.
Boo Boo! Boo Boo!
Is that the idol of Boo Boo?
Yes, he is the wisest man of all time.
Oh, at last my mission is completed. Oh, wise man of wise men. Oh, sage of sages. I have come these many miles to hear your words of wisdom. Speak, oh sage. Speak, Boo Boo.
F is for fox, so smart and sly.
Oh,
G is for giraffe, so smart and sly.
Jack Haley, your man Friday, hoping to be your man Friday every Friday at the same hour. Good night.
Yo ho, yo ho, yo ho ahead. We are the bakers of Wonder Bread. For Mama and Papa and Nellie and Ned. And also for little sister. We are the bakers in spotless white. Whose hands are polished and shining bright. Who bids you now a happy good night. Hurrah for the Wonder Bacon. Yo ho.
Pretty Kitty Kelly, every weekday, all of these same stations. The musical selection, What Have You Got to Get Me, is from Artists and Models Abroad. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.